A HSM apresenta Entrevistas em Podcasting, realizadas no Fórum Mundial de Negociação 2005, uma produção Podcasting Brasil.
Ok, eu sou o Carlos Alberto Júlio, presidente da HSM, e estamos aqui com mais um Podcasting, num oferecimento da Podcasting Brasil. E agora tem aqui ao meu lado, no Fórum Mundial de Negociação, um dos nossos palestrantes, brilhante, fez uma palestra maravilhosa, que é o professor George Colriser. Professor George Colriser from IMD. I'm IMD alumni, so it's a privilege to have you here.
Thank you.
Okay. So your speech yesterday was really one of the highest evaluated by the audience. So I'd like you to talk a little bit for us about what is conflict management all about?
Conflict management is about looking at differences, taking differences, disputes, and finding a way to create a strong enough relationship, or as I like to look at it, a strong enough bond to be able to focus on a mutual goal, mutual interest, and find a resolution. And one of the key aspects of that is the ability to have a dialogue, talk about those difficult things. As you heard me speak, and I know you know well, the importance of being able to put issues on the table, what I sometimes refer to as the fish under the table.
Gets this is a nice story. Tell us about this, how to put the fish on the table, why to put the fish on the table.
Julia, it's impossible to resolve a conflict if you don't have transparency and openness and honestness about a subject or an issue. If it stays under the table, it starts to smell.
Right.
So what you have to do is bring it on the table and go through that mess, the bloody mess of cleaning a fish for the benefit, that great fish dinner at the end of the day. That's why it's very important with conflict management to remember that all of us are hardwired to avoid conflict because it's dangerous. And the brain is driven to avoid pain or potential danger. But we have to rewire our brain and look at conflict in a different way. What is the opportunity behind that? What better things can come out of that? How can we create new possibilities? And when you have that frame of reference, then you tend to want to seek those dialogues, those difficult conversations, put the fish on the table.
Is that a matter of communication that goes beyond communication?
It goes beyond communication because it goes into what is really a bonding relationship. It's the ability, even if you don't like someone, to understand the common goal. And two people can have broad differences. They can even have a dislike of one another, but they can build a bond. As you know, I'm also a hostage negotiator.
Yeah,
and the key aspect of hostage negotiation is for the hostage taker and the hostage negotiator to create a bond. Even though they don't know each other, they don't like each other, maybe in the beginning, but they build this and through that dialogue find a solution.
I'm sure you know that in Brazil we have this problem of kidnapping on the streets all the time. So what would be your recommendation if one of us is kidnapped?
Well, I think, first of all, if you can escape, escape. That is obvious.
That's a great advice. I like that.
However, the reality is you probably can't.
Right.
And it's a business. And as I understand, most of the time, if it's the person is taken for small amounts of money at a bank, the best thing is to not provoke a negative reaction in the other person. Cooperate, keep eye contact if possible, talk to the person, keep your mind focused that this will pass, that you will in all probability not die, that this is something that is going to happen and it will come out for the best. You have to keep a positive mindset and build as best you can a bit of rapport. Now, I know you have the express kidnappings here where it's 2 hours, 3 hours,
right.
Go to the bank, get the money. Even in those situations, if you get aggressive, if you provoke, you increase the probability of violence. There's so many examples of building, even in a dangerous, violent place with a violent person, that ability to be humanized. The most dangerous of all situation is the dehumanization. Of course, if somebody takes you hostage, you are dehumanized. You are an object at that point. But you do not allow yourself to maintain that dehumanization. You want to, as much as possible, create that, what we call bond, to establish a common goal, hopefully, of getting out alive.
Wonderful, wonderful. So thank you very much. It was really an honor to have you here in our HSM. And I hope you come back many, many, many other times.
Thank you. And on behalf of IMD, it's a pleasure to see you here in your own great country of Brazil.
Thank you very much. We listened to Professor Cole Reiser from IMD and one of the presenters at the World Negotiation Forum of HSM. Thank you very much.
A HSM apresentou Entrevistas em Podcasting, realizadas no Fórum Mundial de Negociação 2005, uma produção Podcasting Brasil.